Everything. Get down. The Autobright Direct Podcast.
We are back.
We're going for a full guitar solo then.
That was epic. Hello, folks. Welcome to the Autobright Podcast. Bit of a catch up, this one. Benny So, catch up.
It's about time.
It's been a while. It's been too long. Probably because we've been absolutely crazy busy.
Crazy. Ridiculous.
Crazy busy. So, how are you, Dale? You okay?
I'm very good, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm going holiday next week. Do you want to know where I'm going?
No. Not really. How are you, Kev?
I'm fine, yeah.
So, we've got a few things to catch up on, haven't we, really?
We have. We have got a lot to talk about.
When was the last podcast? Months?
Don't know. I forgot.
Was it before the sale?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. It's too long. So, right, Dale's got a list. So, shall we start?
It's always bad if Dale's got a list.
It is, yeah. Shall we start at the top, Dale?
Yeah, okay. I can't read it.
You got your glasses on.
So basically, guys, first of all, we just want to give you a massive, massive thank you for the sale orders, what you put in.
Thank you,
everyone. Completely overwhelmed by them.
We always get overwhelmed.
We were.
But I think this one...
We were right on the back foot, weren't we?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the quantities, you know, the of orders that we had. I think it was 5,600 in a week.
We had two... I think just over 2,600 in the first 24 hours.
Yeah, so if you put that into perspective, our last October sale, I think we had 7,000
for four weeks.
It was over the month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So 7,000 orders in a month, and we got 5,600 in a week.
Yep.
So yeah, it was a busy one.
It was. And we do apologise, guys, if, you know, we did slightly go over the 4 weeks with some orders, and, you know, we... Due to COVID, we struggled a little bit to get stock in, and we did get caught out a little bit with that, so we do apologise, but we've got a major plan moving forward, so this won't happen again.
No. Yeah, thanks guys, for, you know, keeping us busy. We do appreciate every single order that you guys make with us. It's been a busy one, but it's been great. But moving forward, we've got some good plans.
We've had some new staff as well, haven't we?
We have.
New staff, new processes.
We're investing to make things better.
We are. We're getting bigger by the day. So, yeah, we've...
Mark's getting greyer by the day.
I am, yeah. We've got some new staff, which is great.
We have about seven staff in total, I think. Seven new staff.
I think we have,
I think so this year, Kev, yeah.
Seven new staff.
We've gone for it this year.
About 24 now, something like that.
20-odd, so yeah. I don't even know half the people when I walk down the warehouse now.
Who are you? Where have you come from?
So yeah, it's been a busy one, but it's been terrific.
It's been great. Yeah, it has been great.
Cool. Fantastic.
So, looking forward to the next one.
Shall I drop it now? Actually, no, I won't.
No,
I won't
don't, say no, don't drop it now.
I won't say a thing.
Kev's armed with a taser then.
Yeah, if I mention sales, I'd probably get...
I think it's Jill you've got to be more concerned about.
Yeah, she should get up and just rugby tackle me to the floor and do an American wrestling move on me.
And then it'd be a case of a pylon. We'd all jump in.
Yeah, I think we would. Yeah,
elbows would. And knees. And
yeah, probably would. Anyway, so, right, next, Dale Wolf.
Well, I think Kev's got a list as well, haven't you, Kev?
I've got a list of points, yes, that may not be on your list. So
Kev's got a list.
So, yeah, so, you know, if any of you guys are new to the podcast, we have done a previous series, and that follows our six steps of detailing. So if you go and have a look on our channels, whatever platform you listen to this on, there is a set of podcasts already there, and that runs through everything in the six steps. So we've got episode 1, would have been wheels. We've got wash, decon, polish, protection, and finish in that order.
And we have got some minisodes thrown in between, haven't
we? Yeah, there's interspaced with minisodes, aren't there? And, you know, some talking pants.
A lot of talking pants.
A lot of talking pants.
Them six episodes are really good, though. Yeah. Six steps.
They're really informative, yeah.
Yeah, very.
Well worth a listen.
So, obviously, we're now looking for our next series of podcasts, aren't we?
We are. We've got something nothing finalised as yet, but we've got some really, really
We're in the working of it, aren't we? We're planning on another six major episodes with some minisodes thrown in between.
Yep,
lots of talking.
We may have some special guests appearing.
Yeah,
if you heard the one we had Dan Fowler on, I think that was the last podcast we did. Actually,
I think he was.
Yeah, it was. Mark wasn't he?
Yeah, wasn't he?
Yeah,
that was that before.
That's
the
when Nick broke. That's when Nick broke something, wasn't it? Mark wasn't here, and Nick broke something.
Nick always breaks something.
So I wasn't here. Nick broke something. Somebody sneezed all over my podcast machine.
That's about right.
Decorated.
There's no sneeze. There's no sneeze recorded in the podcast. I don't know where that came from.
If it's not sneeze, what fluid is it?
Well, do we need one of them UV kits?
Oh.
Well, considering Kev was on the mic,
I'm always on just the mic.
Saying. Anyway.
It's guacamole then.
Holy guacamole. Nice. I don't like guacamole.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on, yeah.
Swiftly.
Yeah, so great six episodes, six steps. So you need to check them out.
Yeah. And look forward to the next six coming up. So we've got something really special happening in July.
We have. Come on, Kev.
Are we going to tell him?
We've got to keep him guessing.
Go on. Carry on.
So we've got our big summer meet.
Sunday,
the 18th of July.
Our big summer meet in summer with hot weather.
Well. Yeah.
Is that
we say it's summer. It may be hot. It may not be hot.
Let's hope and pray it's going to be warm. I'm sure it will be.
We've got some
dry. Will do.
Got some nice cars booked in, Kev, haven't we?
Yeah. So you know we're getting excited now. It's getting closer. Alarmingly close, actually. We didn't realise till we actually sat down the other day and talked about it how close it actually was.
Yeah, we had a bit of a panic meeting, didn't we?
So I've been very busy today sending out email confirmations with display passes and, you know, flyers of what's going on the day. So anybody that is planning on displaying that hasn't had one of those, please get in touch.
Can you give us any cars that we should look out for, Kev? Anything that's stuck out for you?
Oh, we've got some good ones.
We have got some good ones, yes.
Or bikes.
No bikes. We don't like bikes.
There'll be a nice chrome Royal Enfield there.
You've really put me on the... No, there won't.
You've
put me on the spot there. So I think out of all the cars that we've got coming, I think the ones I'm most excited about are the retro ones, to be fair. So,
One of our new guys is actually bringing his car, isn't he? Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Andy. So,
he's got a beautiful Mark II Escort.
RS2000. Beautiful green.
We've got quite a few sort of JDM style cars, so a couple of Skylines, R34s. There's a guy who's bringing a highly modified S2000. That was quite nice. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some of the older stuff. So, we've got someone who's bringing a American pickup truck.
Yeah.
So,
Chevy Stepside,
yeah, your Nova, obviously.
Yeah, we've got Ferraris in there as well.
Dan Fowler bringing his van. I'll scrub that off while I'm here. Actually,
where's the tumbleweed?
Yeah, there you go. I'll give you that one, Dan. Have you scrubbed him off, then?
Yeah, I've scrubbed him off.
Yeah, no one cares.
No.
So yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be looking forward to being out and being able to meet up again properly and, you know,
cool. Yep.
Finally getting the event that we were planning for the birthday bash.
Yeah, so apart from the spectacular cars there, is there anything else? Anyone else coming?
Wow, that'd be telling, Dale. That would be telling.
That's his pirate voice. Yeah. That'd be telling, Dale.
He's like a kid at Christmas, isn't he? Look at him.
It's going to be a good day. We've got, obviously, you know, we're doing a lot with Team Hard this year.
Wow.
I'm just going to drop that in.
Who was that?
Team Hard Racing.
Your friend Tony?
Mr. Gillam, yeah. I don't know if you know anybody watches the BTCC is into it as much as I am. And Jill,
and
to Kev, be honest.
And Nick.
Yeah.
And if you watched the last race, you would have seen our advertising on...
Upside Down.
On a certain BTCC car, Upside Down.
From a certain, you know...
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there, eh?
Are you sure?
Let's not get into
let's
that.
Let's not get into that.
Right, okay, I'll stop there then. Anyway, yeah, it was really, really unfortunate. Really bad accident. But luckily, Mr. Geddy was absolutely fine and Jade was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Jade that was involved as well. Yeah.
Don't really care about anybody else.
And how's the car coming along? I believe it's still in pieces.
It's in pieces. Yeah, it's in pieces.
Like a jigsaw.
Yeah, it's in pieces. I don't want to say too much about it, but it's in pieces and it's...
But it will be ready for the next round, we've been assured, so...
Cross fingers. Mm-hmm. Cross fingers. But yeah, we love the BTCC, and obviously with the Autobrite logo on there, it's just amazing.
So, are they bringing some cars up then?
They are. They're bringing some cars up.
Yeah.
Nice.
They are.
Can course, we say
do,
any more
do
than
we
that?
Know? No. Can we announce what cars are bringing up?
All I'll say is, you know, obviously with Team Hard, Team Hard is, you know, under the Team Hard umbrella, you've got quite a lot of drivers with cars, okay? I'll just go through them. I'm not naming them, but I'll let everybody know who's in under the Team Hard umbrella. So, we've got Mr. Jack Goff in the Cupra. Mm-hmm. We've got Mr. Glenn Geddy in the Cupra. We've got Aaron Taylor-Smith in the Cupra. We've got Mr. Nicholas Hamilton in the Cupra. We've got Ashley Sutton in the Infiniti.
Not in a Cupra.
Not in a Cupra, in the Infiniti. And we've got Adrian Moffat in the Infiniti and Mr. Carl Bordley.
That's quite a lineup.
It's amazing. I mean, last year, Team Hard had four cars. Now they've got a lot more.
Yeah. And obviously the BTCC isn't the only series they're involved in, either,
no,
is it?
No, they've got GT Cup cars, they've got Ginettas, mini cars, Ginette. They've got everything, Porsches.
Trucks.
Yeah, they've got loads.
So are they bringing any of them cars up here?
Maybe. Yeah, they're bringing some up. That's all I'm going to say. They're bringing some cars up, yes.
So there will be some touring cars?
There will. There'll be
some racing cars.
If you're a big fan of touring cars, you know, you can...
And my next question is, who's driving these cars up here then?
Nobody.
No? Okay.
You can't drive them on the road.
Right. It's a shame. Should we go down and fetch them?
Yeah. That'll be good. Yeah, they've all been delivered and especially... you know, sign written.
Any of the Team Hard team coming up?
I'm going to say yes, of course, there will be, but I'm not going to give any names just yet. That'll come later.
There'll be quite a few members of the Team Hard crew up here, won't there?
Yeah, there'll be a lot from the Team Hard team, but I'm not going to name drop yet, just yet. So
look out for that one, then.
Look out for that one. It's going to be really exciting. It's going to be a cracking day.
It will be a good day.
It's going to be a great day.
We've got loads of things going on.
So we've got some competitions,
prize
giveaways, show and shine.
We've got some live Q&As.
Yeah.
Live Q&As.
We've got some games.
Yeah.
We've got some...
Exclusive merch being launched on the day as well.
We have, yeah.
And maybe an exclusive product on the day.
Yep.
Only that day.
Mm-hmm. Products.
Yep, products. A couple of products.
Yep. Yeah. So there's loads happening. Loads. I mean, we wanted to do this, you know, last year, but obviously we couldn't. But it's all
it's going to be bigger
together.
And better this year, though.
Hopefully, if the weather, Mr. Weatherman, plays, you know.
It'll be fine.
But it's all coming together, and it's going to be a fantastic day. It really is.
It will.
If you love your touring cars and you love Autobrite, there you go.
Yeah.
What a great place to be.
And we will say, you know, for people who are looking to attend, get here early.
Yeah.
Because we know from the open day, it's very, very difficult to get here and to get a parking space.
Yeah, parking will be limited. So
Mia will be, Stoke-on-Trent will be at a standstill again. But, you know, it's a great day.
It'll be totally worth it.
It will. Yeah, it will. Yeah. Obviously, we're having some gorgeous hot food on there as well, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to say something else, but I'm not allowed. I'm just something that's special that's coming.
It's not allowed.
It's not like you
will hold a secret in.
No. I've I'm just saying so much, and then
you're usually lying.
So much and no more.
I'm not supposed to tell you this, but
what?
Here we go anyway.
Yeah, but I'm not talking to you three now. I'm talking to a lot of people here. So anyway, the big summer meet, we can't wait for it.
No, it's going to be epic.
We've got a lot planned. It's just going to be. The best day of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we, last weekend, we had our CCC meet, our first one.
First CCC meet of the
year.
And that went down
fantastic. I mean, you know, we haven't got the best weather at the minute.
Sunday wasn't too bad, was it?
Sunday was dry.
Saturday was pouring down. Sunday was okay. And I got here a bit later. I got here about 10:30. And I pulled on the car park and it was absolutely full. Couldn't get another car on. Just thought, fantastic.
Mint.
So that went down really well. There's some great cars there. So yeah, that's
so look out for them. We've got them. Is it the last Sunday in every month?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
It will be announced on our social. But if you've got a private club, car club,
yeah, get in touch.
Owners group.
Definitely.
We have got a couple booked in June.
Mm.
So, but we have got a few slots left. So if you drop us an email or on any of the socials, get in touch and we'll sort you something out.
Mm. If you want to show your car off, bring it on down.
Yeah. 100%.
Let's just hope Mr. Weatherman now, let's just get rid of this rain. We've had rain for the past 3 weeks.
May's been rough.
Absolutely. Pants. Rubbish. Yeah. Pants.
Mind you, I really hope it rains next week. I really do.
Oh, thanks, Dale.
The forecast snow, aren't they?
Just because you said that now, I'm going to tell everybody what I'm going to be doing next.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Snow for next week.
Let's just mute you two here. Which button is it? So, be quiet.
You can never figure out which button it is.
No. Next week, I am doing the NC500 trip, which is in Scotland. Now, it's not actually 500 miles, which should be. But
that'd be nice in your Porsche.
Ours is about 2,500 miles, and we're doing it in 3 Mini Coopers. The AD Mini Challenge, which is going to be really interesting.
Are the actual Mini Coopers?
No.
Proper Minis?
No.
Oh.
No. All 53 Minis. The next best Mini. So we're going to be through Scotland, up Scotland, across the top, and down the West Coast, about 2,500 miles. That's going to be really interesting.
And so whose is going to break?
Can people follow this then?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there social media?
There links? Is, yeah. There's obviously the AD Mini Challenge on Facebook, the AD Mini Challenge on Instagram. We'll be doing plenty of live videos where we are,
that means we can troll them.
Yeah,
troll them.
Live tracker.
You can troll all you want. I'll just turn you off. And
are you? Are you fitting your roof box this trip?
No, I'm not.
Why?
That's a sore subject, Kev.
That's a sore subject, Kev.
That's why I'm poking it.
I know. Poking the bear, Kev. Don't poke the bear. No, I'm not taking a roof box. I'm just gonna a couple of bags in the back seat.
Did your friends put you off putting your roof box on?
You could say that.
Fellow Mini Challenge colleagues.
So, if people are interested in this, what do they look out for? What colour the Minis or the?
So basically, it's obviously stems from the Italian job, don't you? So you've got a red, white, and blue Mini.
What colour's yours?
Mine's blue. Mine's the best one. Mine's the fastest one.
Is it?
Hmm?
Why that is.
That's what Lyndon said about us.
Mine's the fastest one, and I've got the quickest time around the track. So there you go. Anyway, so we've got all our lovely, lovely sponsors on board as well, which is, big shout out to them. Thanks, guys. We've got Dorenzo, we've got Miltech, we've got Euro Car Parts. There's loads of sponsors. So all the cars are all signed, written up. 3 main sponsors on the side of the car. So they look, they'll stand out a bit.
Did you notice he didn't say Autobrighter a sponsor?
Yeah, of course.
Well done.
Actually, we're on the roof of every single car.
That was a great plug for your own business, Lamar. Yeah.
So we've got loads of different sponsors.
So what you're saying is, because we're on the roof of every car, then when you go past and one's in a ditch at the side of the road somewhere, we'll be highly visible.
Yeah, or if we're speeding too much, we'll have police helicopters after us.
Yeah,
I doubt that's going to happen. To be fair,
no, it's going to be really good.
Are you looking forward to it?
Looking forward to it. Yeah, I just hope we don't break down. To be honest, three 1,300-pound, 1,500-pound Minis doing all those miles. Let's hope and pray. But we've got the AA, so.
And if one breaks down, it's going to be Andy's.
It's going to be no. If one breaks down, Kev, it's going to be Top Gear rules. See you later.
Cool.
So, yeah, so I'm doing that next week, so I've got a week off. So. Away from you lot.
It's great, because we get a week without him.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's just as much a holiday for us.
Yeah.
Winner, chicken dinner.
So, what else we got then, Kev?
Quick update on Back to Basics. So, June Back to Basics course is now sold out, and July we have 50% sold out. So, we've got 9 spaces available. So anyone interested in getting on a Back to Basics course, if you want to do one in July or August, I would recommend booking as soon as possible because they are filling up fast. For training services, so for one-to-ones, we are now taking bookings for September. So again, really, really busy. If you're interested in one-to-one training, get booking as soon as possible. Before you know it, we'll be into October.
Wow. It's crazy.
And then detailing services, I think, again, we're up to, I think we're taking bookings for late August. So we're not far behind now for detailing services as well.
Wow.
So everything's just really, really busy at the minute.
Full calendar, Kev.
Full calendar, yep.
Which is great. It is good.
It is good.
But yeah, we are flat out at the minute, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Flat out.
Flat out.
And then obviously all these other little bits and things that we're looking at doing. Obviously the you know the new products we're in development with at the minute, and
yeah,
accessories that we're dropping and towels and things.
We've got quite a list of new products that are kind of, you know,
imminent.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, quite a list. Different ones.
Accessories.
Different things. So that's
some really cool accessories coming.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
We've got some that are ending as well, aren't we? We've got a
yeah. So unfortunately, we're saying goodbye to the Hellshine range. If you've been watching, that was the worst acting I've ever seen. If you've been watching our Facebook videos, you'll see that the Hellshine range will be being discontinued. Some of the products are remaining in one form or another. Some of them are being redeveloped. So we do have a Hellshine kit available on the website at the moment at a discounted price.
We do. Absolute steal.
Yep. So this kit contains, so you've got fire in there, which is a concentrated wheel cleaner. You've got a best paste, which again is a really good paint and trim sealant. You've got Baneblade shampoo, Ghost Rider, which is your glass sealant, Heaven Scent, which is an interior fragrance, Rapid Revenge, Quick Detailer, and the sides as well are also being discontinued. So the red and the black.
Wow.
Isn't fire the APC?
Yeah.
And Prince of Darkness is a wheel cleaner.
Okay. I got that one wrong. Boom.
Kev really knows his Hellshine.
Yeah, works. Straight from the head of product development there.
That's why they can discontinue.
And he's got slightly red.
So don't forget, this weekend is the bank holiday weekend. Mm. Now, we're recording this on, today, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I believe so, yeah.
Wednesday,
25th. So this weekend is the bank holiday.
26th. Date wrong.
Yeah. I get things wrong too.
So 26th of, month over here. May. Dear me. Shall we start again?
Yeah, we're rubbish, aren't we?
Press that delete button. So, let's get it gone.
Yeah, so we've got bank holiday weekends. Probably be raining. As it always is.
More than likely.
I know, it's going to be nice this weekend. Nice weather, yeah.
Okay. For a bank holiday weekend.
The shop's open. Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. And I've got something quite nice and funky this weekend. I've got a sale. We've got a sale.
Have we?
A what?
Sale.
What do you mean a sale?
This weekend. Aerosols.
We don't know anything about that.
You do now.
What do you mean a sale?
We've got some fragrances on sale this weekend. There you go.
Oh, okay.
You learn something every minute.
What? You do. If you want to know what's for sale and price wise and whatnot, just check out our Facebook page very soon.
Is this available online and in store?
Online and in store.
And when's this sale go live?
Friday. So check out our Facebook page.
Cool. It's going to be over the bank holiday weekend.
Over the bank holiday weekend, yeah. Can't even speak.
Until Tuesday?
Yeah, until Tuesday.
Yeah. The shop is closed Monday though, so. You know, if you can't get down Saturday or Sunday, do it online.
Yeah. So some of our amazing aerosols.
Really popular aerosols.
Amazing fragrances. Can you name any fragrances that are in the sale off the top of your head?
I'll give you a couple. Watermelon sugar.
Don't ever do that again.
I was doing that all day in the office yesterday.
Another one.
It's pomegranate.
Bubble gum.
Kev's favourite.
Pomegranate.
There you go, Gav. Stock up.
Stock up, yeah.
So
Do you want 900 cans, Gav?
No, thanks.
Have we got a price for these?
Yeah, of course. I can tell you the price. Yeah, £4. £4 each.
Excellent.
They were £4 each in sale as well.
Yeah.
On the last sale, so same price.
Cool.
So get stocking up.
And are there some new fragrances arriving? Soon, are they?
There is, in time. We've got some funky ones.
Funky.
Nice funky fragrance.
Funky fresh fragrance.
That's right.
I believe they might be in store already.
They might. They might.
So
if you're local, pop down.
So this weekend, bank holiday weekend, we've got some of our aerosols on special offer. At only £4 each.
I think you'll need to take one of them for your Scotland trip. A week and a mini. It will be fresh.
Yeah, but he's in his own mini.
That's fine, mate. If I was with Andy, I'll be taking a pallet with me of aerosols. I'll tell you. Say no more. Anyway. anything else on your list?
Okay. Nothing else on my list.
No, I think we've...
Record time.
Covered everything.
And we did say it was like 20 odd minutes, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mini serve, catch up, whatever.
Not done bad at all for that one.
No.
Looking forward to the next podcast.
Yeah. We'll have something more kind of concrete for the next six
episodes, won't we? You know, if any of the listeners have got any suggestions or any questions that they'd like answering in any of the podcast episodes, please get in touch.
Any topics you want us to talk about to do with us detailing, car meets.
It's great when, you know, our customers give us feedback because it just gives us ideas, you know, and then we just bang.
I mean, you know, if you've got any sort of burning questions that we've not answered in a previous podcast or a live video and you really want us to get to them, let us know. Because obviously we can only answer them if you tell us what you want to hear.
Exactly.
So what's the email, Dale?
The email is adpodcast@autobrightdirect.co.uk.
Well done. Took you a while to turn your page on your book.
It did. Or you can contact us through any of the social platforms.
Yeah, so Facebook, emails, email through the website.
Instagram.
I've got something. I've got something really good to tell you.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, it's actually good. I mean, I know you already know. Well, both of you.
Getting Friday off.
No.
Long weekend.
Getting Monday off.
Since we've been doing these podcasts, you know, we always thought at first, how are they going to go? Are they going to do well? Or, you know, is anybody going to listen to
what we're
going to
talk about?
What we're going to talk about, et cetera. But, you know, since we've been doing, we've had over 5,500 downloads.
Wow.
I mean, you know, put that into perspective.
That's easy for you, say.
Put that in perspective of, obviously, yeah, the more kind of
established
podcast, you know, but that's pretty good.
We're new, aren't we? We haven't done.
We're new to this, aren't we?
How long have we been in podcast? 6 months-ish? Just over?
Well, in terms of time, yeah. But if you actually look at the amount of episodes done, we've done, 12 episodes
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I don't think that's bad at all.
And
you know,
you guys let us know what you think. Let us know what you think. If there's anything you think we can improve on. Yeah, feedback.
Feedback's great.
We love feedback.
Because, you know, it's... You might just come up with an idea and we haven't.
Yeah.
And then that's it. We grow on that, don't we? And we just, you know.
I think them, you know. That amount of people sitting and listening to us talking pants. It's quite scary, really.
It is, really. But I'm really, really chuffed that, you know, over 5,500.
In fact, didn't we get a little acknowledgement off Podbean?
We did, yeah.
Did we get a little badge?
I think we did.
Podbean badge.
Oh, we did, yeah.
A little 5,000 download
that
badge.
That was it, yeah.
Or something.
By an email, which is great.
That's great, yeah.
Of course this is great.
Awesome, so thanks guys for listening and downloading.
Thanks for listening to our dreary voices.
We always come up and we think, what are we going to talk about? You know, once we've filled the criteria, but we just waffle on, don't we?
Yeah, we always manage to talk pants.
Talk pants.
But we do. But, you know, this is just a catch-up mini-sode anyway, but we thought we'd catch up on things because we haven't been here for a while, have we?
No.
We've been too busy doing other things.
We have been busy.
We have.
Well, we're still busy. We've got a lot when we get back down.
We have. We've got... There's a lot going on kind of in the background as well. I know.
There's a lot going on in every department.
There is.
So
much,
you know, we've got
Everyone's maxed out at the moment.
A lot of marketing stuff that we're working on, you know, new product developments, services that we're working on in the bay, and obviously, you know, sales and dispatch and production and...
Never stop.
There's stuff going on in every department at the minute, so...
Even our stockists are so busy now. Yeah. We're like, just...
Stocky sword, isn't it?
Socks off. Just stocky sword, just...
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Stockies,
yeah.
So, trade.
It's
a great problem to have, but it can still be a problem sometimes.
It can,
especially when it comes to making time for things like this.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm glad we're back.
Yeah, I am.
Because, you know, we've been talking about it for a few days now. When are we doing this podcast? When are we doing that? But we're here, we've done it, and...
Well, we should have done this last week, shouldn't we?
We should have done it,
just didn't have time to...
No.
When one of us are free, the other two were busy, we just didn't have time.
And then it was, you know, we were thinking about doing it next week, and obviously you aren't here, so...
Yeah, yeah. But we do enjoy it, you know, we do enjoy rabbiting on for half an hour or so, whatever. And we hope you guys enjoy it too.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And as we say, if you want us to talk about anything or you want some information on anything, just, you know, ask the question, simple as that.
100%, 100%. Okay.
Think we're done. I'm starving.
Is it dinner time?
Is that what that rumbling
is? Oh, it is, yeah.
Is that what that rumbling is?
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for tuning in, guys. We do appreciate it. So tune in on the next first episode of the next six.
Hopefully we won't keep you waiting too long.
We won't. So
we'll do our best.
We'll do our best. So we'll catch you later, guys. We'll catch you later.
Take care, guys.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tune in next time to the Auto Bright Direct podcast.
Because looks are everything. Get down.